This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Imagine not being able to use Google for a day. That's a pretty strange thought, isn't it? But this may actually be a reality soon, with Google threatening to pull their search engine from Australian shores. I'm a little confused by the whole situation, so I've called on our tech expert, Jeff Quattromani, to give us the rundown. Good morning to you, Jeff.
A very good morning to you as well.
Jeff, break it down for us. Why would Google want to pull out their search engine from our computers?
Look, it's a really good question. And effectively, it is Google's answer to this media code that's looking to be put in place. And effectively, what this media code is saying to publishers like Google and Facebook that they need to start paying news publications for the use of their content. Now, when we say the use of their content from a Google perspective, if I was to search something on Google, I would generally see maybe five news stories related to that search throughout my Google search. And if I click on that, it goes to one of those news websites. Now, the news publications are effectively saying that shouldn't be the case and it shouldn't be free. So what they want in this media code is for those clicks to be paid for, meaning that the publications actually receive some form of revenue to appear in the Google search listings.
So how does it help then for Google to say, all right, we're going to just remove our search engine from your browsers?
So from a Google perspective, they're effectively saying, well, why should we have to pay for this content? What we're doing is actually help drive people to your websites. So when you search for something, we're helping people find the right news sources to take them to. So Google's effectively saying, if we have to start paying to show you in our search results, well, we'll just pull out of search entirely because it doesn't make financial sense for us to continue.
That's interesting, especially considering that there's news this week that Google was supposed to launch its own news service called News Showcase in Australia, but there's been some drama surrounding that.
There has, and effectively at the end of last year, once this conversation started around the changes to the media code, Google completely put a halt to the News Showcase. Now, for anybody who isn't aware, News Showcase is very similar to what Apple launched recently around Apple News, where effectively you pay one subscription fee per month and it gives you access to multiple paid news websites. And that could be where they've got a paywall in place or even magazines. It looks like Google will still do that this year, and conversations have been continuing very quietly, but this is absolutely a concern for Google to say, hang on, why would we launch this paid news service if at the same time we're also being attacked by these media companies as well?
Say this does come to pass and we aren't able to use Google search anymore. Are there viable search engine alternatives, or am I going to have to become an archaeologist and find Alta Vista from deep beneath the dirt?
Look, there are options out there, and I encourage people to at least try them. Microsoft has Bing. Yahoo still exists, and there's also a service called DuckDuckGo. Now, what I would tell people to do is open up a browser, show the Google search as well as one of the others, and search the same topic. And that's where you'll see why we still use Google, because the things that you see as a result of those searches are vastly different. And for me, that's the concern. I think Google offers the premium search engine. If we have to start using another one, what will happen then? Do we then expect those companies to start paying as part of the media code as well? It's one of those discussions we haven't had yet.
Yeah, right. Can you imagine what life would be like without Google, like a post-Google society?
It would be very sad. And I'll say why, because Google search is embedded into everything we do, whether it's Google Maps, even our Gmail search as well. So imagine looking on Google Maps and getting directions to where you want to go. But if you try to find nearby cafes, no luck. You'll need to try and figure that part out yourself.
Well, don't tell me I need to brush off my old Hotmail account from year 10.
Hopefully not. And honestly, I think Google's just being very heavy-handed with this threat. I don't think it will happen. I think there has to be some form of middle ground that these two, you know, groups can come to agree on.
Well, Jeff Quattromani, as always, it's been a delight to speak with you as we think about what life would be like without Google. Hopefully it doesn't come to that.
Yes, fingers crossed.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.